Welcome to Like It Is, Reflections on Life in the 21st Century. You call a utility to inquire about your service. They want to know your numbers, your account number, your phone number, your street number, your postal code. All these numbers seem more important than your name. You enter a waiting room and see the sign, "Take a number." It's practical, but it doesn't make you feel valued as a person. You call a company or an institution and are greeted not by a human voice, but by a strange mechanical one that instructs you to make numerical choices between options you don't understand. And the tone of it all is formal and efficient, but certainly not personal. Such experiences leave us with the impression that the numbers we are assigned are much more important than we are as a person. You feel annoyed, irritated, and diminished somehow. You resist it, but it colors how you feel about yourself. And after enough such experiences, if we are not careful, we begin to respond to others in the same efficient, impersonal way. It may even carry over into settings where we are standing face to face with another human being, but there is no personal communication happening at all. Is this the necessary price of living in a technological world? Does it have to be this way? Surely this is more than just a matter of efficiency or even courtesy. There are spiritual implications too. From a faith perspective, if, as Christians believe, the Lord of the universe desires to have a personal relationship with his creatures, then it seems that we somehow have to do much better at relating to one another. Thank you for listening. Join me next week for another segment of Like It Is.